Shopping is part of daily life many of us take for granted. But have you ever thought what it would be like if you had dementia or Alzheimer's? One in four people with dementia have given up shopping since being diagnosed. And you can see why someone might find problems, especially in bigger stores. Rows and rows of aisles, thousands of products. Daniel Pritchard is the manager of the local Sainsbury store in the city.
What we're looking to do is to make sure that any of our customers that come in with dementia feel welcome within the store and that they know that somebody within the store can help them when they're in shopping. Anybody that comes in and trains with us in their induction goes through our disability awareness training. What we've now done is trained every colleague in store on the non-visible disabilities, which actually looks at dementia. It might be that they have difficulty with money, finding an item that's on their shopping list, actually not being able to find their way around the store, and we are here to absolutely help anybody that needs that when they come in to shop with us.
Difficulties include finding your way around stores, picking up the wrong items, problems at the checkout, and worries about staff and other shoppers and their reactions.
It is really good they're now looking out for those signs with people. So it might be that they see somebody down an aisle that doesn't understand, but it's about them now being able to approach them and understand maybe what that might be.
How do they handle the person who possibly is confused, who possibly isn't aware of their surroundings? Because that can make someone feel, you would imagine, very vulnerable.
Of course it does, absolutely. And from that point of view, they will go, they will make sure that they calm them down at that stage. It might even be taking them just up to get a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, get them to seat at the back of the checkouts until they can talk to them and understand how they're feeling and what their issue is. You know, they will put them at ease and make sure that they understand that we're here to help.
And a lot of the time, it's really about that human touch that we all look for, really, isn't it? It's just, not if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, but it's treating that person as a human being.
Absolutely, and we wouldn't treat them any differently to any other customer. And having dementia, you know, is not an easy thing to deal with for that individual, but we want to try and make that experience the best for them. And we will spend as much time as is needed with them to make sure that they feel okay about coming in and their shopping experience.
Card accepted. Please continue.
The key message here is that everyone has the right to shop comfortably according to the Alzheimer's Society and, most importantly, feel part of their community.
There's dementia's on the increase, and if it was my mum or dad, I would like them to be dementia friendly. Everybody has to be aware there's so much now.
The focus is on not being isolated,
right,
which is a very important part, so to be able to come and do your shopping and to be treated like anyone else.
Yeah, because I know I had a disabled mother and she was very intelligent, but people, when she used to be in the wheelchair, people would have spoke to us rather than her, and she used to say that, why didn't they not speak to me? Just because people have something wrong with them doesn't mean to say that they should be ignored.
If I have dementia, then your message is treat me like a person,
yeah,
and not like the condition.
Not the condition.